The Brewers hope for better in Game 2. Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with Sports. Last night, a forgettable one for Brewers batters, stymied to the tune of just three hits in their 3-0 shutout loss to the Giants at Oracle Park. So as they say, they'll try again tonight. Logan Henderson will pitch against Landon Roop. Game time by the Bay is set for 8:45. Staying in the division, it's Game 2 of the Cubs and Cardinals four-game series in St. Louis. After Chicago's Game 1 win, Milwaukee's lead in the Central sits at 6 games. Michael McGreevy will pitch tonight for St. Louis against former Brewers right-hander Colin Ray. Game time is set for 6:45 at Busch Stadium. Former Badgers star basketball player John Tonji has signed a two-way deal with the Portland Trail Blazers. Tonji played for the Boston Celtics last season, playing in 6 games, averaging 2.5 points per game. Football starts tomorrow officially as the Packers open up training camp. Ahead of breaking camp, some paperwork, the team revealing their pup list players, those physically unable to perform. Aaron Banks, Kamal Haddon, Javon Hargrave, and tight ends Tucker Kraft and Luke Musgrave were on the initial list. Micah Parsons will be added as soon as he completes and then subsequently fails his physical. This as he recovers from his Week 15 torn ACL from last season. As for Kraft, his ACL rehab has put a lot of things into perspective.
There have been so many things I found out about myself throughout this process, good and bad. So there are things about myself I was able to correct, strengths I'm going to be able to show everyone when this is all said and done. So I said this before, I don't think that something like this had to happen to me to get better. I think I had the right mindset prior to my injury, but now I know what it's about, and I know how much I love this game and all the support system I've had to get past it.
Tomorrow morning's workout starts at 10:30. It's free and open to the public at Reinitschke Field. And the Milwaukee Admirals hockey team is seeking a lease extension with the Wisconsin Center District over the use of Panther Arena. The Admirals have had two stints at the historic venue in the 1970s and 80s, and then a return 10 years ago. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.